Dennis, Alex Tuch just called you the ultimate teammate. He said, you know, you wanted to make a statement right off the bat. You did that. You know, it seems like you, anytime you need to be there for a teammate or for this team, you are.
Yeah, I mean, we've had a bit of a tough year so far, and we're starting to find our way a bit. And you can question a lot of things when stuff like that's going on, when you're having a lot of adversity. One thing that I've never questioned was the care everybody in this room has for each other. And I've been other places. It's not the case. So, you know, definitely on the ice, there's things we've needed to work on, and I think we're, you know, turning the corner a bit here. But that's the hardest thing to find, and we have that right now. So, yeah.
Did you decide this was going to happen yesterday, this morning? I mean, how did this go down?
Just off the cuff. Yeah.
Did you know they were going to put him in the lineup, or was that when you found out, or when did you find out that you were going to do this and start?
Just had a feeling. Yeah.
Dennis, talk about a play you made in this game, the one to Tuck. It seemed like you got your head up, saw him coming across. Was it a play you actually had tried once before, like right before that too?
Yeah, I saw Tucky coming through, and you know, you got a bunch of guys that are real good at tipping pucks. He's definitely one of them. Super long. So yeah, when I pump faked, the guy kind of froze. If he came at me, I was just going to try to release it so we didn't, you know, have any trouble. But had some time and just waiting for the big fella to swing through the middle and got lucky.
What's allowed you guys to start grinding out games consistently?
I think that when you have quote-unquote like trauma of blowing leads and losing games, like it affects you, and that's okay. It's human. But our group's been really good about being way more vocal in those situations and encouraging each other and finding small victories, like something as simple as blocking a shot and chipping the puck out and the other winger grabs it and throws it in deep. Like, we're celebrating those types of things when guys do that stuff. So it's making it more easy for us now and coming a little bit more natural.
How nice is it for you guys when, you know, Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen finds out this morning that he's just not going to be able to go, and you got a guy like James Reimer who's been through everything? You know it's not going to shake him.
Well, Luukko's not that good, so it's not a huge deal for us. I mean, Rhymes, he's unreal, man. He's been grinding so hard for us. He's had an unreal career. He works his bag off every day in practice. Like, every time he's gone to the net for us, he's given us more than a chance to win. Did it again tonight. So as a guy who watches him work hard and extra stuff in the mornings and on practice days, like, so happy for him.
There was nothing said, I assume, before the puck was dropped. He just looked at you and you looked at him, right?
Yeah, I don't really remember.
what's your reaction to the fact that, I mean, for the last 24 hours, you guys have been savaged across the league, across the country, on television, media, everywhere. I mean, what was your reaction to that?
I didn't really know that. So, like I said, like we're a tight group in here, and as a team, I think we wanted to show that and respond to that. And there was a couple even scrums throughout the game tonight where I liked that we had everybody in there. And it's never been a question to us in this room that we care about each other. So, yeah.
Does it almost feel like karma? You get in a fight 3 seconds into the game, and then you get an assist later on. It's like, oh, you're getting rewarded for dropping the glove.
Yeah, I guess so. More just like happenstance, I guess.